Track 3.32.
Have you ever lived abroad, Amelia?
Yes, I spent a bit of time in Indonesia when I was about 8.
Really? How come?
My dad worked for the British Council and they wanted him to go over there and help start up an office in a city called Surabaya. Originally, it was only supposed to be for 6 months, but he decided to take us all anyway. I'm glad he did, because it ended up lasting for more than a year.
Oh. So, what was it like?
What I remember of it was brilliant. It was so different from the UK. I remember stepping out of the airport when we first arrived and feeling this wall of heat. It was always so warm there, even in the rainy season. I mean, that was really wet, but it still felt hot.
Did you find it difficult to get used to the heat?
At first, but after a while you soon get used to it. I must admit I found it more difficult to get used to the cold again when we returned to the UK.
So, what were the people like?
They were so friendly. I mean, it's obvious that you're not from the country and everyone wants to talk to you. They make you feel so welcome. I made loads of friends there, and I'm still in touch with most of them.
So, what is your biggest memory of the whole experience?
I've got to choose two. Firstly, the street food. Especially a spicy rice dish called nasi goreng. It's fantastic. Every Thursday night, this man used to walk around the house pushing his food cart, and he rang this sort of bell, and we all ran out to get our nasi goreng from him. Just thinking about it makes me want to get back on a plane to Surabaya.
And the other thing?
The other thing was the bijaks, which are a kind of bike with a double seat at the front where you can sit and be cycled around the city.
Like a taxi service?
Yes, only much more exciting than your regular taxi. I mean, the way they used to weave in and out of the traffic. I'm surprised I'm still alive. But it was so much fun. Just like all my time in the country, it was the best time ever.